Mr. Bundy, I have the secretary on the line.
Happy election day, Mr. Bundy.
How are you?
Fine. Just a moment for the president.
Going.
Everything's fine up here. We don't know any more than you do yet, but we feel good.
What happened outside, out China?
What happened, sir?
Vietnam.
Nothing out there. We have recommendations and comments going back and forth, but there's no further event on the scene as far as I know. Taylor isn't the opinion that you've seen, but he's also the opinion have time to get organized. The chiefs and my brother are working on the staff work. We expect it to take several days to get the kinds of plans and counterplans and checks and balances that we were talking about yesterday worked out.
Hush.
The military have accepted that, as I understand it.
Approval?
Well, I haven't actually heard from Bob back, but the messages back and forth show good humor. I don't think there's any immediate trouble, but I think they're operating under the assumption that we're really getting ready, and at the same time, we're not sending anything to the field that implies a decision, so Max doesn't yet know how sharply and clearly you indicated your intention to General Wheeler yesterday. We just don't want that in the cables until we're ready to go.
Are you less sharp on it?
Mr. President, I feel in a way that nobody should ask you to make any decision until you're acting with today behind you.
Yeah.
If I were deciding it, yes, I feel about as you did yesterday, but I don't think anyone should decide anything until you have this day under your belt.
Have you heard from any of the politicians today, any of the writers or Lipmans or the rest of them?
Alden's been around. He's in the mood to work on this problem right away. Lipman talked to Bill Moyers. I haven't got back to Bill, and I don't know what he said. Alden, of course, as usual, wants us to make up our minds to put the necessary amount of pecan in Southeast Asia. Walter doesn't really think that's problem number one. I think he thinks the most important problem is to get you to take time to think about the problem in the new perspective that today will give. That's what he did think when I had lunch with him about 2 days ago. He wouldn't put Southeast Asia first on the agenda, although I think that's because he's not really as close to it as some of the rest of us. The press generally are all of the view that you're going to get a very... Jaylan, for example, came in this afternoon, or of the view that you're going to get such a mandate that you will be able to set any course you want in any part of the world. I'm a little less of the view that our election decides all the events everywhere else, but I will.
I am too, and I'm less of the view it's going to be that big.
I just don't know yet.
Did they run 3 or 4 full-page ads up there today and saturate the television?
No, they haven't. The television's not here. The papers in New York were full of ads, but mostly about Kennedy Keating. Bill would have more direct political news than I have, but when I talked to him this morning, he sounded very unworried. And the view that the thing really was had come down to the last 2 or 3 days in very good. The way he put it to me was he did not have the worries he'd been having 2 or 3 days ago. So we're in a situation now where we'll know a lot more in an hour and a half, and we'll really know something from Connecticut and something from the model precinct. My understanding is that the CBS, at least this is what they... I had lunch with the Washington Post people who think it's all absolutely in the bag, and they say to watch Lou Harris because they've been up and down it in every primary and in the 62 elections, and he really does know how to get it very close.
You want to marry there, marry in Washington with you?
Yes, there she is.
Give her my love and tell her I haven't seen her in so long.
Well, Mr. President, and how have you been? It must have been a long day for you.
I just fell apart, Mac. I just fell apart. I just so damn, my back is killing me. My head is hurting. I haven't been up all day. And...
Well, you didn't, but I gather you had time to show the boys how to draw water from a well. That hit the tickers nice and sharp.
Well, I did early this morning. I got to bed late, and then I went and got up early. But we had a... People are so good. They're so good.
I'm sure you've had the most wonderful welcome down there.
They never had anything in 100 years like it. It's probably 125,000.
Yeah.
Just as far as you can see. Had as many almost as the town's got. And not an ugly sign and not an ugly word. And we didn't have any bitterness in our. We just said that here we are and we prepared for this. And if it, your will, we continue, okay? And we got a great country and we got. We're blessed and. It was just a wonderful evening. It's very touching every evening. But I got so sore today, I didn't realize how much I'd been doing and how high up on the mountain I'd been. I've been keyed too high.
Well, you've just been living on air and on nerve for a month now, and I can promise you, Mr. President, that we are. We're all right here, and we're none of us going anywhere any further than our desk for the next few days till we get sorted out, and there isn't anything that needs a hurried decision. And my own judgment is that, I think it is going to be a big victory, and I think it's going to be a strong one, stronger than I'd been guessing until the last two or three days. And there is some gossip that the pollsters have all shaded their hedged their bets, and that their private betting is that it's going to be even bigger than they've published. But I don't know how much truth there is.
Tell Mary hello for me, and we'll get together and get back and transfer me to Bill if you can, if the operator would come back on.
I can get you back, yeah. Can you get, is this the, which tech White House is?
That's not.
Mr. Moyer, the President wants to read.
I'll take it, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Boyer?
Yes. Operator? Operator? Operator?
Police
office? Let me speak to Mr. Moyer, please.
He's working on another extension at the moment.
Can I hold this, President?
Yes, sir. One moment.
Well, Paul, I just might as well not have you and Kim down here.
Hello.
What do you know?
Well, things are going pretty well, I think, from the standpoint of just isolated returns. It's too early to have anything definite, but I'll give you these. Jack's probably giving the report from Molly Quayle, saying that it looks like we'll carry Kansas with 52% of the vote. Number one, there's a Republican precinct in New Jersey. The absentee ballots have gone for 344 to 250. One precinct here in Washington, D.C., a Negro precinct, it looks like it's going for us 85-1. John Bailey told me a few minutes ago we probably will carry, on the basis of his early return, we'll probably carry Connecticut by 500,000. Scammon says that the Kansas situation is probably the best sign you'll get, that he's got his eyes on two states, New Hampshire and Kansas. If we don't do well, and if we lose New Hampshire, we're in trouble. But if we carry even one vote, we're in very good shape. Kansas is a bellwether in this election because of the rural conservative makeup out there. This precinct in Norfolk went for 17-0, and a Republican precinct in Upper Michigan that went 12-0 for Nixon. In 1960, has gone 7-5 for Goldwater, which means that we're picking up five of that vote. Those are basically all that we have right now. Just isolated incidents, but all of them are encouraging. Heavy turnout in our precinct in New York. I've talked to Mr. Wiseman. I've talked to Bobby Kennedy. He feels now that he'll probably win by at least 400,000. You'll win by 2 million.